Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version, Wednesday, December 15th, 2004. In 3, 2, 1. Typhoons in the Philippines delay the gospel. Christian educators look for help placing Bibles in the hands of Nigerian students. And Sat7 names a new executive director. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The Philippines headlines today's news as a huge operation is underway to provide relief to millions of people hit by this year's typhoon season. About 1,800 people have died or are missing from the northern island of Luzon. Wycliffe Bible Translators Tom Headland says the storms are also delaying Bible translation.
Sometimes weeks, sometimes months doesn't stop it completely because they'll still try to work, but you've got to stop and rebuild your house. The people you're living with, you can't just ignore them going Bible translation when they haven't got food to eat or a roof over their heads. And so every single time a typhoon occurs in this area, why it delays you.
Headland says evangelism is definitely impacted by the storms.
There's probably 30 language programs going on in Luzon Island. All of those areas are affected by every typhoon that comes through. They're just one of these horrific delays. They cut off the logistic support.
Funding is needed for typhoon-proof buildings to help prevent these delays. We turn next to Nigeria, where there have been reports of rising sectarian violence in the north. However, in the south, where the population of Christians is higher, the story isn't as grim. In fact, Worldwide Christian Schools' Dale Dielman says,
these children in these secondary schools are learning Bible, but in fact, on their national exams, there is a Bible portion. And yet, none of these children have a Bible of their own to study from. The only Bible that is in the classroom is one the teacher has.
Dielman says teachers use the Bibles as an educational tool as well. Worldwide decided to help.
We have a goal of about $6,000 to put a Bible in the hands of every secondary level student in 6 targeted secondary schools that we've been working with for a number of years in Nigeria, to buy a Bible there for like $4 or $5. You know, what is that? That's less than a McDonald's meal.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Strategic World Impact is focusing this year's Christmas giving initiative on the home front of the United States. With so many fathers and husbands away on the battle lines around the world, there are many war-weary families who remain at home. SWI is collecting donations, gifts, and greeting cards for the families of deployed U.S. soldiers. The goal of the project is to help churches in a strategic response to help hurting people experience and hear the hope of Christ. Meanwhile, holiday gift-giving takes on a whole new meaning for poor families around the world. Food for the Poor's holiday gift catalog has everything a family could need.
You can't just consider yourself a giver of chickens or goats or pigs or a house or education. What we really are doing is giving these people renewed hope to be able to once again be able to dream about the future.
Food for the Poor's Anhil Aloma says gifts of chickens to raise or a house to live in or an education to break the cycle of poverty can really change lives.
They get into that condition, the Word of God becomes so much more acceptable to them because they're not hungry, they're not fainting away, they're not in fear of their lives. So then they have the peace of mind to be able to feel this closeness to God.
You can order from the catalog on Food for the Poor's website. And Sat7 North America has a new executive director. Debbie Brink was named to the position following the resignation of Ron Emsminger, who served in that capacity for 9 years. Brink has worked with Christian mission agencies for 25 years, including Sat7 for the past 3 years as vice president and chief development officer. Under Emsminger, Sat7, Christian satellite television for the Middle East and North Africa, has grown into a network viewed by 5 to 7 million people. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. While you're hearing MNN on the radio, you may not be able to listen every day. Why not download our MP3 files for your MP3 player today? Take MNN on the road by going to our website, missionnetworknews.org. You can also sign up for our free daily email updates or get our monthly church bulletin insert service. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.